It's another day, and this day just happens to be my dad's day, and a couple of other dads, and guys, and girls. You know, I was thinking about birth, and thinking on why people are born. Like, I was sitting here mad that I have a 7-year-old, forgetting, you know, during this climate in a pandemic world, and my 20-year-old being how she is and so meek, and both of them so vulnerable. And I pray for other children and parents, and I sit there and I'm like, oh my God, yo, why would you do this? And I'm all mad and throwing things and having temper tantrums for 3 years, you know, since the fire. But I was already like that before. I mean, I told y'all about my issues with pain. So I was already, you know, dealing with it, being a sick person my whole life. And so then I'm like, not only am I sick and still alive, but now I brought two people into this world and they're not sick, and I'm going to be sick, and you know, I might die. And then I'm laughing to myself, as here is my mom, born in 1949, and my dad born in 1941. But here's the thing about my dad. Like, I should have known that I was okay because my parents were born. What I mean is, my parents were not created. Let me be real. Who knows about our parents, you guys? Let's be real. Like, we know they were born, well, people in the 80s anyway. We know our parents were born before 1950, right? We know that things excelled from the 60s and 70s. That would be the time that our parents were old enough to make change. And that's what they did. See, my dad was born 3 days before Pearl Harbor. I almost feel that God was ushering in the new age at 222. When my dad was born, I don't know when his best friend was born, but I feel it was during the summer. He moved down to Texas a couple years ago. Remember those cold days in hell, friend? Okay, bye. Like, I don't know if people just assumed that hell was a certain kind of place for everybody, or if it was just, like, you know, fire and brimstone all the time. Like, from what I understand, everybody's been watching these really crazy shows about what heaven and hell are like, clearly, because everything I've said, Derek has told me about a TV show. And, like, I used to, like, as I had my daughter and her other families' fears imprinted on me, you know, one thing I want to sue the American government over is putting Black people in together with our different spirits. You know, people would try to show, well, these people are from this place because of their feet. And, like, how, let's be real, everybody lumped up in these Black churches, especially Baptists, and started gatekeeping God because a lot of brown people were closer to God. But these people were not closer to the Almighty. They were just closer to a God that was here on this earth, that was formed by the Almighty as a child, and became a God to people. Anything can become that. We already talked about that, and you know that. There is a literal Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster. You know there was no spaghetti back in the day, so you know that there is proof that men can create a little God, right? And it can come to form. Like, I am a product of my environment. I don't speak on, like, cause, you know, it's so funny, people just assumed I was trying to burst into the music industry. No, I wanted to lay down the ground of who I am. Like, I'm sitting there talking to this, Well, yeah, he responded. I was looking at a TikTok live. That's what I was just listening to. As usual, there's about only 5 or 6 of us that show up almost at the exact same times. I hear what I said, 5 or 6 of us at 202. This is not for everybody. This man is a confessed angel, and I am very sure he is. I don't have no problem with that, because you know what? He speaks the truth. He speaks just as crazy as I do. but worse because he's got fire in his belly and he's fit. You know what I'm saying? I am not fit. So anyway, I just got to get back to being fit. Like, I'm strong, but I'm flabby, you know? Like, dude was muscle mass like my brother. So, yeah. But, like, me listening to someone like that in live makes me feel blessed because there aren't many of us around. And it feels like we're not a part of anything because even believers have a tendency to look at us and be like, shut up, especially people like me. And there are no women angels. There are no men. They are just angels. And like being an abused one, yeah, those of us that were abused, yeah. So those people that took those playbook lines from the devil's handbook, yeah. The truth of the matter is you messed up. So, moral of the story is, I mean, God, God is real. Yes, God is real. He's real in my soul. Yes, God is real, for he has washed and made me whole. His love for me is like pure gold. Yes, love is real. Sometimes you have to keep using an old narrative until the true narrative is discovered. God gave us many gifts. Many gifts, one spirit. Yeah. I love camp music. Like, I remember, I gotta look it up. It was this one song that came out, like, the person that just wrote it, and we was one of the first group. Man, that happened to me twice, actually. One was with a gospel artist, like, that's very famous. It wasn't, he wasn't as famous then. It wasn't Donnie McKirk, it was somebody, like, similar to him, like, in that age range. And, man, he sang the song at this workshop we were doing at one of these national conventions. I think it was the one I went to in Chicago. And it was beautiful. And then one time, I was at a little camp here in Virginia, and these people sang the song. Was it Light the Fire? Light the fire in my weary soul. I remember this because I'm United Methodist, and it ended up getting in the United Methodist hymn book. One of the hymn books. Fan the flame, make my spirit whole. Lord, you know where I've been. So light the fire in my heart again. That might not be it. But it's still in the hymn book. And that's one of my favorite songs. And y'all know, everybody know. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns. From heaven above with wisdom, power, and love of God is an awesome God. Yeah.